What's that called?
It's called The Alchemist. It's a composition based on a vocal idea I had about a choir. It's also inspired by the book by Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. And a lot of what I do is based on vocal elements anyway. I sing, those ideas come to me, I sort of mark them with the voice, and I also imagine them within myself, and then when I play them on a guitar, I really try to I pay a big attention to what is the most important element, what are the melodic ideas, how can they be surrounded by all the rest, the bass, the harmonies, the counterpoint, and all that coexisting together and still and yet make sense.
So, do you lead when you write? Do you lead with the melody? Is the melody most important? Do things fall in behind the melody? And do you hear it in your head first before you even sit down? And
very often, yes. And even in chord changes and chord progressions, it's always melodic, a way or another. It's always based on melody. Even a rhythmic idea is a melodic idea for me. I hear everything in terms of height, of pitch, any sound. For me, as a definition in terms of pitch, any noise, you know. So everything for me is melodic, but also rhythmic, big time, and harmonic. It's all completely fused together.
All right, can you give us maybe some practice techniques? For the beginning fingerstyle guitarist, a lot of people have the problem of separating what the thumb does and what the other digits do.
Sure. Well, I have a few tips that I address sometimes to the people who come to my seminars or to my masterclass, which is before anything, you know, first we learn to tune. That's the most important thing, how to tune right and to tune accurately. The second thing is the right hand. The right hand is crucial. And it's as easy to learn wrong than to learn right. So my thumb is resting on my first bass, index on the G string, my middle finger on the second treble string, and my ring finger on the first treble string. And so I'm applying, in fact, a technique which is coming from flamenco guitar, which is that the thumb is used as an anchor. Now, we are going to have to play arpeggios. So, for instance, let's consider an arpeggio with four strings, but use only three fingers, which are going to be the ring, the middle, and the index, and not touch the thumb, because the thumb would be used later for a bass line. So we say, I'm not going to be able to touch my thumb is already busy, so let's already see what are the combinations with three fingers on four strings. I mute my strings on purpose, so that I can hear the percussive effect of this. I'm playing on four strings here. I'm using my ring, middle, index, and my middle again on the third bass. Ring on the first treble string, middle on the second treble string, index on the G string, and middle again on the third bass string. Ring, middle, index, middle. Ring, middle, index, middle. Thank you.